This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The United Nations says recent water shutoffs at the homes of poor Detroiters are a violation of international human rights. That came after a letter was sent this week to the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. The letter came from a coalition of welfare rights groups. They're accusing Detroit's water department of putting poor people at risk by mass shutoffs. Back in March, the city began to shut off water services to more than 150,000 delinquent customers. Collectively, they owed more than $118 million. The turnoff campaign targets customers, both residential and commercial, who are more than 60 days late on their bill and who owe at least $150. And they're turning off 3,000 customers a week. The water department says service to 4,500 customers was cut last month, but more than half then paid up. One of the groups appealing to the United Nations is the Blue Planet Project, based in Ottawa, Ontario. We're joined now by its founder, Maud Barlow. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
Maud, how did an organization based in Ottawa come to be a part of this issue with the Detroit Water Department and its delinquent customers?
Well, I'm very involved in the whole issue of the human right to water. I've written books on it and was a senior advisor on water to the 63rd president of the United Nations General Assembly when we introduced the resolution to have water recognized as a human right, and we were successful 4 years ago. So this is an issue very close and dear to my heart. At the same time, we're doing work with a number of communities around the Great Lakes to ensure that the Great Lakes abide by the notion of water being a human right and a public trust and a common heritage. So I was in Detroit several weeks ago meeting with the Detroit People's Water Board, doing a big public event, and although I knew about the cutoff, I came away extremely upset by the intensity and the number of cutoffs that we were seeing there, and so then we launched this challenge to the United Nations.
So is it the fact that water shutoffs are happening, or it's the scope? What is the biggest complaint?
It's everything. It's all of that. I mean, you could say if it was half, it would be half as bad, I guess. The scope really is stunning. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this in any so-called first world country anywhere in the world. I've seen this kind of cutoff and street-by-street fight in countries in the global south, but never in North America.
Well, here's what I think is confusing to, I think, a lot of the Metro Detroiters who have read reports of that initial letter sent to the UN and now the response. It costs money to take that water out of the lake and clean it. How can a bankrupt city that is trying to recover every possible dollar not go after the people who aren't paying their bills and not expect people who are obtaining the service to have to pay for it?
Well, I think we have to make a distinction between those probably who can pay. Their industrial and commercial users owe almost $30 million to the city of Detroit for unpaid water bills, but they're not shutting off the water services to big companies and big industries. They're going after people, generally people who cannot pay. And I think we have to ask how it is that people living on a body of water that represents a fifth of the world's surface water would have to pay such exorbitant rates just for fundamental basic services. We need to step back and ask what we've done with tax policy over the last several decades, letting big companies and the wealthy off the hook. We now have this most dramatic difference, between haves and have-nots, the rich and the poor in the world, and certainly in the United States, that we've ever had. And so if we wanted to find that money in wealthy America, and I see the same here in Canada, by the way, we're not doing all much better in terms of these kind of policies, We would be able to have the money we needed for health and for education and for water services and all the things we need. But we've moved to a kind of, I call it a form of savage capitalism, where, you know, you're on your own, and if you can't make it, well, we're just going to shut you down.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Maud Barlow. Maud is founder of the group Blue Planet, one of the groups that joined together to send a letter to the United Nations about the fact that Detroit's water department is shutting off for non-payment, and they feel that this is a violation of human rights. I do have to to note, Maude, that at the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department meeting yesterday, they noted about two-thirds of the people have paid. In fact, the director said they found people paying within 24 hours of getting their shutoff notices.
Well, we certainly heard very, very different stories from the citizens of Detroit that we're working with, the Detroit People's Water Board. We've heard stories of people having their water turned off for weeks and sometimes months. We've heard that it's very difficult to get your water turned on. We have an example in our report to the UN of a woman who tried to pay for her father, and because she wasn't registered as the owner of the house, she wasn't able to. We also know that a lot of the back bills that people were given were for potentially people who lived in the house before them, for leaks that were in their community but not necessarily in their house. So it's a very complicated story.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I feel for the utility. I'm not blaming the utility workers. I understand that they're up against a situation here that's very difficult. But all of a sudden, we're hearing and seeing, I think, the department beginning to respond, because this letter that we sent, and it's not just my organization, it's Food and Water Watch and the Detroit People's Water Board and a number of us, this letter that we sent has created a great deal of interest globally, as a matter of fact. And so suddenly I think the department and the authorities are stepping in and saying, okay, this is looking bad and we better see what we can do to undo it. But the stories that we're hearing from the people on the ground is just exactly the opposite, that the bureaucracy is impossible to get through, that it's very difficult to get your water turned back on once it's been turned off, that they come and they just turn it off and there's no warning, you can't fill your bathtub, you can't do anything.
Maude, what do you want to see happen next from as a result of this letter that was sent to the United Nations? And then we also had Congressman John Conyers calling the shutoffs inhumane. What next?
Well, what next is that the special rapporteur on water and sanitation, Katerina de Albuquerque, who's already stated that she sees this as a problem, so has the UN rapporteur on housing, so has the UN rapporteur on food. They've all commented on this. But she will then make a formal report very soon, and that will go to President Obama, and she will then expect a response from the president, and she will, if she's not satisfied with what she's heard, she will be able to cite the United States as being in violation of the UN resolution on the human right to water and sanitation. Now, it is an ethical issue. I mean, there's no army going to come in and make anybody do anything, but it's a very serious charge that, you know, in the wealthiest country in the world, that people would be having their water shut off at the rate of potentially 3,000 residences a week. And I think that this will create a great conundrum and a great challenge for President Obama.
And there's also no question that the city of Detroit can't continue the way it is. So
no,
there has
that's
to
right.
be.
No, that's
they're,
right.
they're attempting to do a regional water authority, which is really a conversation for another day. But I think we do have to put that on the table that number one, the city has to recover every dollar it can.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. But you go back. I go back to my. I know I sound like a broken record, but there's money out there. There's money out there, and we need to ask why the most vulnerable among us have been left behind. And I feel that this is the question here, that it comes down to the heart of this question, and that's what the United Nations said. It was a simple resolution in terms of what the United Nations General Assembly adopted, but then the Human Rights Council very clearly spelled out what it meant. And they said very clearly that it is the responsibility of government to ensure the human right to water and sanitation for every single citizen, regardless of their income, that there can be no cutting off, there can be no denial of this fundamental human right to anyone. So then how we find the way to pay for that, let's have that conversation. But turning off the water to people who don't have the money to pay for an essential service is, well, it's a violation of the human right to water, which the United States now supports. The United States actually voted for the human right to water at the Human Rights Council. So it's a violation of something that the U.S. has said that it stands for. And I know it's complicated. I understand that. But we're smart people, and we can figure this out if we go back to the drawing boards and ask why we have allowed the division between rich and poor to grow in such an extraordinary and an extreme way in our society.
Maude Barlow is the founder leader of the Blue Planet Project, and that was one of the groups appealing to the United Nations on behalf of Detroiters who have had their water shut off. Maude, thank you for taking the time to speak with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much for talking to me.